It's Talking Sport here on Energy FM for a Friday night, and we are talking Manx football with Andy Dalrymple from Isle of Man newspapers. And let's turn to things off pitch now, and in particular the Isle of Man Football Association manager, Nick Hurt. What do you make of that?
I think it's an interesting appointment. I think Nick's obviously done well at St John's and at Michael in the past. It's a bit of a step up, I would say, to take on the LMNFA role. But, you know, he's won 79 caps. He's done everything on the pitch. He's arguably one of the most talented players of his generation over here. So now is the chance for him to show he can take that into management with, you know, arguably one of the biggest jobs in Manx football.
Steve Byrne seemed to have them in a particularly a good place, the Isle of Man squad. Were you surprised when he stepped down?
I was a little bit, but you know, I know Steve quite well, and I think, you know, he's all or nothing, Steve, and he couldn't give it the time he felt it needed. And I think people don't realise what a consuming role it is. People just think, oh, you maybe can take the games every now and then. But no, that they were training all the time. Maybe this is a direction that Nick might move away from, because I know the training commitments was a big thing for the players as well as the coaching staff. But yes, I think, you know, Steve realised that he couldn't give it the time he felt it needed, and you know, and he decided to step aside, and he's given them a lot of time, because obviously the next major competition is the Island Games, and we've got till next June, July for that. So he's given Nick now a few months to get his head around the job, look at his squad, and start planning for that.
And other candidates for the job, did you hear of any of them, or was it just sort of that press release and that was all we knew?
Well, I think, the FA, I spoke to the chief executive, and I said, you know, can you name any? And you think about it, any job, they're not going to say, oh, we had such and such through the door and we didn't give them this. But, you know, the rumour mill's been going overdrive this week, fueled by Facebook and Twitter. And I believe Chris Bass went for the job, and obviously the most decorated manager in Manx football. And you know, there's obviously some reason why he hasn't been chosen. Maybe it's his Mifflin links, maybe his Ellen Vanin, but obviously the FA have gone down the route of Nick. Apart from that, I don't know. There was lots of people mentioned, but potentially going for the job, but you never know who actually put their presentation in and put their application. It's just one of those things. Manx, you know what Manx is like. They like to talk a lot and then never really put it into action.
So I mean, so I saw somebody on Twitter comparing it to the Brian Clough England situation. There could be, you know, Bassey could end up being the greatest manager the Isle of Man never had.
That's a good, very good analogy when you look at it like that. Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, I think the rumours that he did put his name forward last time, I think it was, obviously Steve seems to be the national success last time. I don't even know if it went to the application process. But for some reason, his face doesn't fit with the FA. Or, as I say, we don't know what went on with that interview. Perhaps Nick gave a tremendous, you know, he has his own credentials, he has his own plus points, and maybe they shone through more.
And how's the appointment going down with the players? I'm sure you've seen a bit on social media.
Well, that's a very, again, that's an interesting one. We won't know till Nick names his first squad, really, I would say. There's been a lot of murmurings this week, as you'd expect. How much of that is concrete when the allure of Jersey 2015 kicks in? It will be interesting to see. But I say, yeah, I think Nick, I spoke to Nick on Monday, and he was saying that you know, he's going to get his plans and get together this week, appoint his backroom staff and all that. And I think after that, we'll then have a clearer indication when he names his first squad of who's opted in and who's opted out.
And a little bit later on, we'll just come to the whole the MIFA side of Manx football, which has kicked off big time this year. Just before we do that, I'd just like to ask, social networking, Twitter, Facebook, I mean, Manx football seems to have been, I don't know, it seems to have had like a turbulent year, and I don't know if that's, maybe it's always been like this, or is social networking really fueling that at the moment?
I think social network gives, it's not just football, if you see many news stories as well, people gives them an opportunity to instantly voice their opinion on something. And it's seemingly that they're more likely to voice an opinion that they would on Facebook than they would in person. As many a time I've been at a football match, sometimes people come over and have a word with you, sometimes they don't, but if you go home and then there'll be 10, 15 comments on a match you've just seen where you've been in the same ground and no one's really mentioned much. Football, as you know, is a game of opinions as well, so as always, you know, people like to give their views or two and four. But, yeah, I think, I don't know what it is, as you say, but the social media seems to have fueled it. And giving people platform to get across their views and maybe that we haven't had in the past.
Okay, so there you go. That's Andy Dalrymple's views set tonight. We'll be back very shortly. We'll be talking all things Ellen Van and Mifa and Khenifa.